Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shackers pregame show as we get set for first pitch. Game two of a six-game set between the Shackers and the Barons. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by a guy who the fans have been clamoring to hear from. It's Ben Metzinger. Metzi, appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
How fun has it been being around this clubhouse, being around this team, and one that's coming down on the stretch run in the playoff hunt?
It's really fun. It's a great group of guys. It's a close team. Pro ball, you don't see a lot of teams that I feel like are as close as this team is, but it's been a lot of fun so far, and they definitely brought me into the clubhouse with open arms, so I really appreciate that.
How does that togetherness really become a separator for a team in a clubhouse here in minor league baseball?
I think it helps a lot for sure, because when you get to pro ball, it's a little bit less about winning, rather than it is in college. It's more about winning and being together. I think it's more about, you know, getting better and moving up in pro ball, but I think having that close team and that culture in the clubhouse helps you guys focus more on winning, and I think it makes the game more fun.
Is there any part of that that really makes it special here at the minor league level?
Yeah, it is, because, again, like I said, you forget about winning games and have that competitive nature. You're more focused on yourself a little bit more in pro ball, which is understandable because it is a business and it's what we have to do to, you know, get money. And so it's fun to have that culture back and that winning mentality for sure.
How easy is it being around this clubhouse, being around guys who you started the year with down in Wisconsin?
It's really fun. It's fun seeing those guys come up and just flourish at this level, because it just gets harder and harder. So it's enjoyable for me for sure.
You're also teammates again with the guy you were teammates in college with, and Tate Keener. What's that been like, getting to reconnect here? You guys obviously reconnected at the single A level and the high A level, but getting to do it here in double A.
Yeah, it's been a crazy journey for sure with me and Tate. Me and Tate were never too close in college. I think my senior year is when we got pretty close. His junior year, we got really close that year. And then I obviously got drafted, and he stayed one more year for his senior year. But after that, we got even closer. So it was after college, we got really close. And we actually moved in together, and we're living in a house together in Louisville. And he ended up getting drafted in the same round a year later to the same team while we were already roommates and getting closer. And then we started this year in high A together. So it's just been like a crazy story so far, and it's awesome seeing him thrive the way he has this year. He's done great, and I'm very proud of him.
How special is it to be able to go through pro ball? Like you said, it is a wild, wild ride here in pro ball, but to do it alongside a guy who you're real close with and you've known since you were 19, 20 years old.
It's awesome. It's something special for sure, because you going through college and those struggles, and then you get to pro ball and you have the pro ball struggles, and it's a lot of different struggles, but nonetheless it's a lot of struggles, and you get to go through those together, which just makes the relationship get stronger. And like I said, he's one of my best friends, and it's really awesome, special experience.
Both you were at Louisville together, which has a historically very good baseball program. What was it like getting that experience in college at Louisville with a lot of winning and a super regional appearance in there?
Yeah, I mean, something I'll never probably the best experience of my life. I would have gone to college probably 99 out of 100 times, even if I had a pro ball chance out of high school. I think that going to college is something that you need to experience for a lot of guys, and I think Tate would agree with that, and having those memories with him and playing in those super regionals, those are things you look back on and you can remember those things for the rest of your life.
What specific moment really made an impact on you during your time at Louisville?
Man, I'd like to say my entire senior year. There's a lot of things. I mean, it was the sophomore year where they transitioned me to a third base because I was a catcher, and then I started playing third, and then COVID cut down the whole season, and then I came into my junior year thinking I was going to be the third baseman, and back injury hit me, and I barely played because of my back injury. And then that senior year, just kind of putting it all together and having that one full year of playing college baseball and getting to a super regional, I think that whole year can just it's probably the most special for me.
You mentioned it. You went into college as a catcher. You've been helping out a little bit of everywhere here at the Shackers. You're getting some ABs. You're helping out catching some bullpens. You're coaching first. What's been like down there catching some bullpens and jumping back into the catcher's gear, and you're catching some of the best guys in minor league baseball down there?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I got called up to AAA kind of to be the bullpen catcher up there, and the first guy I had to catch was Abner Uribe. So he throws 102 mile-per-hour sinkers. So he was the first guy I caught on the field, and I was like, wow, this is happening. And then I really, after like a couple bullpens, I started feeling like my old self. Like it was like second nature. I guess that it helps with the, you know, 12 or 15 years of experience catching. So it kind of came back to me pretty quick.
What was it like first ball that Uribe threw at you? Because he pitched here and he looked hard to catch even from about 130 feet away, much less standing behind the plate trying to actually be the one catching it.
Yeah, I mean, the first couple, he definitely started slow for me because I hadn't seen a ball move like that catching it in a while. But it was a touch and feel, which for those who don't know, just means they're kind of just smooth sailing it. But like after catching his entire bullpen, it looked like 100 miles per hour to me. And I asked the pitching coach how hard he top out at, and they were like 90 miles per hour. And I was like, oh my gosh, 12 more miles per hour would be scary catching. But I ended up catching him at full throttle and caught his 100 mile per hour sinkers. So I got used to it.
And you caught it, and your arm is still attached to your body, all important things.
Yeah, thumb and hand is – I did start losing feeling in my pointer finger on my left hand for a while, and they had to – the trainers had to get me some padding because it is crazy that you have to have padding because if you don't, you'll just start gradually losing feeling in your fingers.
You've also been coached some first as well. How have you been enjoying that down there, donning the stopwatch?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to get all the different looks as a coach, as a player. It's been a crazy year, but it's fun being out there and talking to the guys and helping out as much as I can. Give me a little bit more help, like one-on-one when I'm out there. If it's anything, like giving a time, giving what his looks are, if he's leaning, stuff like that. It's cool to be out there and just help in any way I can.
Metsy, appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shackers Barons coming up next.